Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Joseph Mercado's Keyword Video. Today is Monday, March 13th, 2017, at 2:24 p.m. in the afternoon. Today's keyword is marriage. And the inspirational quote of wisdom is this: a marriage between two thoughts must never compromise the high levels of energy made to produce a lifestyle of success. When two conflicting thoughts collide, it creates a divorce in the connection of a mutual agreement. Learn to properly communicate your emotions by not acting upon them, rather mend them together when the frequencies are on the same level. Before two people get married, their thoughts must establish a marriage of respectable signals. So even before a marriage takes place before two people, there has to be a friendship, there has to be a connection, there has to be a relationship that has some foundational growth or some ground. And before two people make that commitment of wanting to eternally spend the rest of their lives together, that two thoughts must never compromise each other when it comes to certain levels of energetic influence, such as over expecting or under expecting certain results from each other as a couple, as a whole. And when you both can see things that are purposed to aim towards the same path and reach the same goal, and you support each other, that's what's going to produce the lifestyle success that you want. But if you're trying to compromise negatives and positives and trying to justify one for the other, an illogical thought, does not balance out a logical thought process. So you want to make sure that you have that understanding before you engage in a marriage or even consider the fact of getting married. And this is just in a relationship, because that's what a marriage is. It's a relationship. It's a partnership. It's two people that are understanding. They're willing to communicate. And yes, you have your times, your ups and downs, your positives and negatives inside the relationship. That's what that's about in a marriage, in anything. Whether you're married to a person, married to a business, married to your own emotions. You don't want to get too caught up in conflicting the thoughts where they collide, with yourself or with your partner. Because it's not just divorce between two people. That's not what this means exactly. There could be one angle of perspective, but there's multiple ways to see this quote in its own definition, according to your own personal experience. So if the connection has a mutual agreement, and you mutually understand each other and the thought process, and perhaps it's not 100% agreement, but you agree and understand to a certain point, you can make that connection happen. You can get to that level of success, that lifestyle that you're looking to attract. And when you probably communicate your emotions without acting up and letting your intellect be below your emotions, because you never want to act upon your emotions. Your emotional intellect has to actually reign over your emotions itself, because your emotions are really are energy that are producing different thoughts, allowing you to think, which go back to your belief system. But when you're on the same frequency, when they're entangled or tied in together on the same level, then you're able to communicate, you're able to justify and understand, again, one another. And that's what it's about, is understanding one another and not expecting from each other. Unmet expectations is what breaks up marriages, what breaks up relationships. It creates that form of divorce where people go their own separate ways, their own separate paths. But when it comes to certain thoughts, it's your divorce between thoughts within yourself is a result of an unstable, imbalanced kinetic flow of energy that's non-existent, that you need to be existent in order for it to create that balance and that equilibrium that you need between your thoughts and your emotions to help you keep well-structured within yourself. So again, before two people get married, the thoughts must establish a marriage of respectable signals. What that means is that once there's a line, a great line of respect from one another, the signals, the frequencies, they meet and they communicate and they agree with one another. So the neurons that take place in each other's mind, each other's brain, I should say, is what's actually forming the connection between the two people to create a harmonic resonance, which draws individuals together. It connects two people to keep them, in love. It keeps their frequencies tied. It keeps their hearts, wanted to be close together. Even in the event with the negatives that take place and disagreements, it's okay for those things to take place as long as they don't rule or become the dominator to the relationship. So always know that a marriage between two thoughts always happens in the individual first before it becomes an engagement or where two people merge together to become one. So it's just a little motivational insight of inspiration for you today. If you want to find out some more details, you can go to mastermindyuniverse.net. Again, that's mastermindyuniverse.net. That'll take you to Mastermind University, where you can learn some more information about positive thinking, thoughts, keeping relationships together in your personal life, business life, even just spiritually. Spiritually, you got to have that, that integrated in your marriage, because without the spiritual aspect taking place, and having that solidification, it's very difficult to pursue a path of happiness together in life. But just continue feeding your mind with positive information so you can reach those positive results that you're destined to achieve in your life. And until the next video, have a great, wonderful, and prosperous day.